In the world of retail development, location is more than just a buzzword. It's a critical factor that determines the success or failure of your shopping center, retail outlet, or mall. For developers and investors, understanding the nuances of consumer behavior and local infrastructure is non-negotiable. One key insight that has surfaced time and again is the importance of choosing the right side of the road for your development. Specifically, when building a retail center outside a city, it's advisable to position it on the left side of the road leading outwards. This strategy aligns with how people shop, especially in Uganda, where the majority of shoppers buy groceries and daily essentials on their way back home from work in the city center. The psychology behind the left side advantage. In Uganda, like in many countries where driving is on the left, the flow of traffic dictates the convenience of access. During evening commutes, when most people remember to pick up groceries, shoppers prefer locations that require minimal detours. A shopping center on the left side of the road leading out of the city is easier to access, ensuring a quick stop without the hassle of crossing heavy traffic. Insight by communications expert, Peter Tahinduka. In a LinkedIn video, Peter Tahinduka of Knight Frank explains as follows, 80% of the retail developments that we have in town are really not up to standard, and when they fail to perform, it's not because the market is not performing, but it is because what you put up in the first place was terrible. How are you going to put up a retail center or a shopping mall without a parking? How are you going to put up an office building without parking? These are some of the things that we need to really ask and understand. Why is it important to have these conveniences? Osafi Market is a perfect example that I'm going to give of a failed development. It's not about being far from town, it's not about being terrible, it's about how it was developed, how it was thought out in the first place. In Ugandans, we drive on the left. You're going to ask, why is that important? It's important because we buy groceries in the evening. 90% of the people that work buy groceries in the evening on their way back home. That's when you remember you need bread and milk and diapers. So, what's gonna happen when I'm coming out of town? I can only access a market that is on the left side of the road. It's easy for me to drive into a market that is on the left side of the road. The challenge that Osafi Market has is that you can only access it in the morning. No one buys groceries in the morning, so it was bound to die. It was a failed project from the start, no matter what the government does. Lessons from Osafi Market. The failure of Osafi Market serves as a cautionary tale for retail developers. Despite its proximity to the city center, its design, which placed it on the wrong side of the road for outbound traffic, made it inconvenient for shoppers. This oversight rendered the market ineffective for evening grocery runs, which account for the majority of purchases. The lack of parking facilities further compounded its issues, emphasizing the need for thorough planning in retail development. Beyond location, additional considerations for retail success. While location is paramount, other factors also play a critical role in ensuring a retail center's success. These include adequate parking. A shopping mall without parking is destined to fail. Convenience is key for shoppers, and the lack of parking deters potential customers. Thoughtful design, accessibility, layout, and traffic flow within the development can significantly impact its usability and appeal. Target audience needs. Understanding the shopping habits and preferences of your target audience is crucial. Aligning your offerings with their needs ensures consistent foot traffic. The winning formula for retail development. To build a thriving retail center, choose a location on the left side of the road for outbound traffic. Ensure ample parking and seamless access. Design the facility with convenience and functionality in mind. Conduct thorough market research to tailor your offerings to the local demographic. By prioritizing these elements, you can create a retail development that not only meets market demands but also drives sustained growth and profitability. Let Osafi Market's missteps be a lesson. Plan wisely, think strategically, and always put the shopper's convenience first.